We'll start. Continuing thanks to Ms. Strauss and everyone for coming. Much appreciated. I think our schedule is a little bit off, but we're basically following it. What I hope to do today will be Yom Zeh Yisrael, to have closed out the specifically for the night Zemiros. We'll then proceed to Tzur Mishaloh and Shemalos, which are can be said at any Seuda, and then hopefully one or two Yom Shabbos Zemiros. So we'll start with Yom Zeh Yisrael. I didn't look up the page numbers.
48.
It's 48?
Yeah, it's 48.
Thank you. Before we start, actually,
Ms. Nastun, can you hear? Maybe Ray, move over a little bit.
Before we start anything new, actually, I'd like to make one more note from last week. Last week we did the rather interesting Shabbos Chanukah Zemer. I found it interesting.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna have my son
okay.
recorded.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's okay,
excellent. And he has other things to say.
I'll pass it along.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good.
So I guess that'll be next week's cheer. In the meantime, I wanted to note one interesting thing that Ms. Schoenberg actually told me last week after cheer. She noted to me that some people are makbid to sing Tzoma Nafshi on Shabbos Chanukah.
Oh, yeah?
So I said, why? It's by the same author, but therefore what? It's by the Ibn Ezra. So she said a very interesting thing. She said one of the lines in Tzoma Nafshi we read, Re'ei Ligveres Emes, Shivcha No Emes, Lo Kivnecha Meis Uvni Yechoi. In the song, it's referring to Klal Yisrael being the correct religion as opposed to Yishmael, who claims to be the right one. But where do the psukim come from? From Melachim Aleph, about the two zonos with the live baby and the dead baby. So if you realize, that part of Melachim is the Haftorah that always gets pushed away because of Shabbos Chanukah. It's the Haftorah of Parshas Miketz.
Oh, so that's
so because they're not saying in Shul, some people sing it in Chanukah. So I never heard that, but I thought it was great. And I wanted to say it to Shem Omrah, she's not here, but Kol HaKavodah, I really appreciated that note. So that's from last week. And if we continue next week with Shabbos Chanukah, it'll also be good. But in the meantime, we're holding by Yom Zeh Yisrael. That's, of course, the acrostic is certainly Yitzchok. The question is, some of the benches, I think, hopefully, not including Art Scroll, have more stanzas.
Right.
So I guess we won't be doing them because you don't seem to have them in front of you. I didn't check. I prepared them all. We'll see what happens. But there's a story behind this more and less stanzas. I mean, it's not clear what the story is, but there's something to say about it. And the following is the stanzas that you have, spell out Yitzchok. Yom Zeh Yisrael, Sivisa Pekudim, Chemdas Halavavos, Kidashta Beirachta. Then there's a lamid, which we'll see, possibly we could read the rest of the word luria in there also. And then there's a ches, which one could say would be pechozok. But it's not so clear, just from these stanzas, that indeed maybe it's the Ari who wrote it. So that's the question. Right. Most people do seem to say that the Arizal, whose name was Rav Yitzchak ben Shlomo Luria, wrote the Zemer. If that's the case, so we'll speak about him, he's known as the Arizal, of course. It's an interesting abbreviation. Some people say it stands for Omar Rabbi Yitzchak Zal, like the throne of the Bracha. Although it seems that he was called that already in his lifetime, so how can you say Zal? It doesn't explain it so much. So Zal could have been added on, but even the Omar Rabbi Yitzchak, maybe what's going on the Omar Rabbi Yitzchak? So some people say it actually stands for Ha'eloki Rabbi Yitzchak, the godly man Rabbi Yitzchak. Be it as it may, his last name was Ashkenazi, but we usually refer to him as Luria, Rav Yitzchak Luria, the Arizal. We know he was a tremendous Mekobol. He lived in Mitzrayim and then he moved to Tzfas. He lived very short. He lived from 1535 till 1572 CE. He was Nifter in a Magefa, in a plague in the summer in Tzfas, and that's where he's buried. The question, or the people who say maybe this is not actually by the Arizal, point out that all his other writings, including other Zemiros, like Asad al-Sudasa, are all written in Aramaic. This is the only song, if it's by him, that he wrote in Hebrew. So it could be, but it could also be that it was another Rabbi Yitzchak, another Gadol, who wrote Yom Zeh Yisrael. Be it as it may, that's the story. So I'm not sure now what to do, whether we should do the other stanzas or not, because I prepared them, but I didn't realize the venture doesn't have them. So maybe we'll just say them, and we'll say them, and you'll follow what we have. So we begin Yom Zeh LeYisrael. This day to Yisrael, this Shabbos day, is Ora V'Simcha. Light and joy, Shabbos Menucha, a Shabbos of rest. That was the Yud for the Yitzchak, and here comes the Tzadi. We're speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We say, Tziviso Pikudim B'Ma'amad Sinai. You commanded the mitzvos about Shabbos by Ma'amad HaSinai at Matan Torah. Shabbos U'Mo'adim, both Shabbos and Yom Tov, Dishmor B'chol Shonai, to guard, to keep my entire life. La'aroch L'fonai, to set up before me, Mas'eis V'Arucha, tasty foods and a meal, Shabbos Menucha, on Shabbos Menucha. Chemdas Halavavos, Shabbos is the delight of the hearts, L'uma Shavura, to the nation that in its current state is very broken. L'nefashos Nechavos, to pained spirits, the people who have a lot of pain, Nishama Yisera. We have the famous concept of separate, extra, double, whatever you'd like to call it, Nishama. So that concept comes from the Gemara Tanis, and Rashi over there defines it as a kind of broadening of the spirit of the mind to even be able to enjoy Shabbos Menucha. We know if somebody's under tremendous stress or like just can't think beyond what's his problem, he won't even enjoy even when there's something nice going on. You know, I'm too absorbed in what's going on. So in the Shema Yisera, on the most basic level, I guess gives us a little bit more of Harchavas Hadas, relaxation, tranquility to enjoy Shabbos. And obviously on a more Ruchnius plane, the Neshama Yisera, we know this is not really on our level, but we know the Kabbalim say that the Neshama has many, many levels. Not all of those levels are constantly in our bodies during the week. Some are still up there, more in heaven, nearer Hashem. So on Shabbos, we connect with more levels of our Neshama. Again, this is a bit beyond us, but it's the idea of Neshama Yisera.
Wasn't there a saying that Shema Yisera goes away once the Shabbos?
Yes,
that's why people have something hot to drink. My father always had something special, and the Shema Yisera goes away.
Right, I was going to say, it's in Halacha, the Shema Yisera features in Motzai Shabbos, because that's why when Shabbos goes into a Vachadik day, we need Besamim. That's why when it goes into a Yom Tov, it doesn't, because the Yom Tov Seudah, we say, transfers and takes care of it. But on a normal Vachadik way, a day, that's why we have Besamim, and that's why on a Yom Tov to Motzai, we do not have Besamim. On a Gevurtzer and Lish, the Havdalah is without Besamim, because Yom Tov is an idea of Simcha, but it's not the same Neshama Yisera. So absolutely, on Tisha B'Av, for example, this year, we did not have Besamim, because we were supposed to feel like Mas Nefesh, and we did, so there was no Besamim. There was Ner on Motzai Shabbos and Havdalah the next night, but no Besamim. So yes, I think in Halacha the Neshama Yisera features more in Motzai than in Shabbos. But in liturgy it obviously features on Shabbos a lot, and we hopefully experience it somewhat. So the Nefesh Mitzera, to a troubled soul, Tosir Anocha. So it's interesting, some versions like Wertelheim have Yosir Anocha. It's a dicta question, but I suppose the Yosir would be referring more to Hashem, masculine. He will remove pain or sighing. Tosir Anocha, one could read two ways, either she, the Shabbos, will, or you, Hashem, will. So either way, we understand the meaning, referring to, or maybe Yom Shabbos, the Zohar also could be, but there is a question. I see most benches seem to say Tosir, but I noticed Rittelheim and more of the Meduyokim go with a Yosir Anocha, Shabbos Menucha. We're up to Kuf of Yitzchak. Kidashta Berachta, you both sanctified and blessed it. And we know that's a reference to Chazal's explanation about the mon. The Kiddush is to hold back, to not give it on Shabbos, and the Berachta is to give it doubly on Friday. Osomi Kol Yomim, you did this to Shabbos from all the other days. B'sheshes Kiliso Meleches Olomim, because on the 6 days you accomplished, you finished the creation of all the universe, of all the worlds. Bo Matzu Agumim, on it, on Yom Shabbos, the grieving people have found Hashket Uvitcha, quiet rest and trust. We know Shabbos is entirely about Bitochon and Hashem. It's not that, you know, if I would work another day, I would do better. It's all an oath that it's all entirely up to Hashem. Shabbos Menucha, Shabbos of rest. So here we come to the Lamed stanza, and it's been pointed out one can see the whole word Luria in it. I mean, it's not so sure because letters appear in a lot of words, but if you want to look, we have the Lamed from the Isur, and Isur itself has a Vav and a Resh too. If you then skip over to Tzivisonu, there's a Yud, and No Ra ends with an Aleph. So of course you see this more if you're looking for it. If Ravietta Gloria did not write it, then probably there's some other last name in there, or it's not there at all. But Ulay, maybe if Ravietta Gloria did write the Zemer, so maybe that's the Luria. So Le'isur Melacha, concerning forbiddenness of work, Tivisanu Nora, the awesome one Hashem commanded us. Ez kehod melucha, I, meaning a person who keeps Shabbos, will be zocha to the glory of Malchus, referring to Mashiach, will be zocha to have Malchus back again, im Shabbos ishmora, if I keep Shabbos. Akriv shai lamora, I will bring a gift to the one who should be feared, the awesome one. That's a paraphrase from Tehillim Ayin Vov, and lamora over there being Hashem, I want to bring a gift to him. So one can, mincha merkacha, a baked mincha offering, Shabbos menucha. So I guess if referring to Mashiach time, one could really say the Karbonos will come, we can bring a Karbon to Hashem, or also presumably saying the way I keep Shabbos should be considered as if a gift to Hashem. So here we come to the paragraphs which not everybody has. They do spell out Luria if the paragraphs are there and are from him. So I'll read you them, we'll go through it quickly. It says, V'shir e'eroch l'cha, I will set up for you a song, V'nigun un'ima, with music melody and with notes, Mul tif eres god l'cha, right opposite the glory of your greatness, Hashem, Nafshi l'cha kamha, my soul yearns for you. V'sgula samima, for B'nai Yisrael, who are the Am Sgula, the perfect treasure, Kayem haftacha, please keep your promise, Shabbos menucha. Probably also referring to Olam Haba, which we know we say is Yom Shekulo Shabbos, the Mashiach Tzai, please bring the Geula. Ritzei Sefila Si, accept with favor my tefillah, my davening, Kemo Karban Nachshon, like the Karban of Nachshon Ben Aminodov, who we know was the first of the 12 Nesiim to bring the Karbanos by the Chanukah Samizbeach. Beginning from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, we know that Rosh Chodesh Nisan had about 10 special things going on that day. It's brought down in Zvachim, and Nachshon Ben Aminodov was a tremendous tzaddik. He was the first korban. The Yom Minuchasi, and the day of my rest, Shabbos, Barino of Sason, with joy and with happiness, Chaviv Kevas Ishon, it's as dear as a pupil of one's eye. We know a pupil of an eye is very, very sensitive. Even if one tries to touch it, one jerks back. You can't harm it. You don't want to. So that's Shabbos, or perhaps also, I mean, definitely also B'nai Yisrael, although I think it's referring to Shabbos here. Berov Hatzlacha, there should be a lot of Hatzlacha. Shabbos Menucha. Yesh Acha Kivinu. Again, we're speaking to Hashem. Your salvation we have hoped for. Ka Hashem Adir Adirim, the strongest of the strong. Ben David Malkeinu, Mashiach, our king. Shalach na lo Ivrim, please send now to the Hebrews, to us Yehudim. V'yikra lidrorim, and he, the Mashiach, should call to the drorim, revach v'hanocha, relief and rest, Shabbos menucha. So it's interesting, drorim, dror is a lashon of freedom. We know by Yovel we say, krosam dror b'chol ha'aretz, which is called freedom. And a tzipar dror is like a wild free bird who can go wherever she wants. But it seems, with the same connotation of like a bird who goes here, goes there, the Mechaber is using it actually as a little bit of like homeless wandering. The people who are free, but meaning they don't have a permanent home. That's us in Galus, so Hashem should get Mashiach to come, he'll call us back to our land. Now we're up to the Aleph of Luria. Ono Elyon Nora, please, all high, awesome one, Habito Anenu. See and answer us. Hedenu v'mheira. Redeem us speedily. Chaneinu, chaneinu. Favor us. The idea of a matlas tinam. We don't deserve it, but Hashem, please do it for us. Samach nafshenu. Make our souls rejoice. Ba'or v'simcha. With light and with happiness. Shabbos menucha. So now we come to the ches. That's what everybody should have in front of them. Chadesh mikdashenu. So I saw actually in one siddur that they brought down. It's possible that the original version instead of Chadesh mikdashenu would have had Chazek Mikdashenu, which would make more sense for the Chazak. Exactly. Whoever it is, Yitzchak, whoever, Luria or any other Rabbi Yitzchak, often the Mechaber begins the stanza Chazak to get in the word Chazak. Here we just have the Ches, and if we do the other two stanzas, you have Chazak, but there is it's a paraphrase also of Chazek Mikdashenu, strengthen our Beis HaMikdash, meaning obviously Chadesh, renew it has to be there, but also Chazek, strengthen it. So either way, Chadesh Mikdashenu, Chazek Mikdashenu, Zochra Necharevis, remember the ruined one, the one in desolation, referring to the city of Yerushalayim. Beis Hamikdash is Zohar, so it wouldn't be Necharevis, but it seems it's the Ir Yerushalayim, who's always personified as this woman, this widow who's crying, who's very sad, waiting for her husband, so please remember her. Tuvacha Moshiyenu, your goodness, O Hashem, our Savior, to Nol HaNetzeves, give to the one who is saddened. Again, a reference to Klal Yisrael, Yerushalayim, the Navi always uses such Mishalim, Ke'isha Atzuva. B'Shabbos Yosheves, B'Zmir Ushvacha. This woman, this Klal Yisrael, who is so, so sad, however, on Shabbos, she sits with singing and prays Shabbos Menucha. Even in the midst of all our suffering, we know Shabbos was always a day of joy, of praising Hashem. And then we have two more stanzas to spell out the Zayin Kuf. Zechor Kadosh Lanu, remember Hashem, you Holy One, remember for us. B'zchus Yikras Hayom, and the zechus of the kavod of the greatness of this day, Shabbos. Shemor No Sonu, guard and watch us. B'yom Zeh U'v'chol Yom, on this Shabbos day and every day. Dodi Tzach V'ayom, my beloved Hashem, who's pure and who is so awesome. Tavi Ravacha, please bring relief. Shabbos Menucha. And the last one, Kol Rinov Yeshua, a voice of Hallel and of praising and salvation, Yisrael Hashmiya, let there be heard to Yisrael, Bevo Chazion Teshua, with the coming of the vision of salvation, meaning either in our dreams or perhaps the Gedolim, Nevi'im have already envisioned it, but it should really come, please. Tzur Matzmiach Yeshua, Hashem the Rock should please sprout up salvation. Or Shimshi Ophia, the light of my son you should make appear. Perhaps, maybe an illusion, we know the sun, we say Obi Shavasayim Korachama, the sun's light will increase greatly, probably meaning in a spiritual sense rather than even hotter than it is today, we probably don't need, but in a spiritual sense, I'm sure the pureness, Baruch Achama, should make appear. Tamid Hazricha, it should always shine. Shabbos Menucha. And the refrain, of course, Yom Zeh Yisrael, O Rav Simcha, Shabbos Menucha. So, I think we've covered more or less the Friday night songs that we generally say. I would like to now go to Tzur Mishaloh, I mean, which probably is also located in Friday night, but as we shall see, it can be sung at any Seudah. Thank you so much. 54. Much appreciated.
The benches I have at home, the regular ones, do have that extra stuff.
Yeah, a lot of them
do. We don't sing it. We always end with Kaddish. It's a shame.
We do because we have at least four melodies and we like to get them all in, so we need more stanzas. But that's not a very good rhyme.
All kinds of reasons.
Yep, I tell you.
I mean, it's great. Whatever, as long as you sing.
Exactly. So Tzur Mishaloh is a very, very famous, widespread, well-known zemer. And as we will see when we read it and we learn it, of course, there's no mention of Shabbos at all. So what the Zemer is, it's sort of a reshus, an introduction to benching. And we'll see actually that it parallels. The opening refrain is something like Zimun, like when we say Havlon Nvarech, Havosayin Nvarech, let us bench. Gentlemen, let us say grace, a sort of asking around, is that okay with you? Yes, it's nice to take reshus. And the next stanzas correspond, we'll see, they correspond to the first three brachos of benching. We know those first three are d'oraisa. They are what the Torah commands. They're hazon, which was written by Moshe in its present form. Birkas ha'oretz, which is noda, and alakol, which was written by Yehoshua. All of this is brought down in the Gemara brachos, memches. And rachem and bonei Yerushalayim is birkas Yerushalayim, which obviously it took a different form when Yerushalayim was either not yet conquered or was in its heyday or even had the Beis HaMikdash, but it was always something about Yerushalayim. We know the Kohen Gadol, different people, even at the time of the Beis HaMikdash, had a Birkas Yerushalayim. It just was a more cheery one than ours, but there was a bracha about Yerushalayim, and that was written in different stages by David and Shlomo. And the last stanza, there are four stanzas, but according to these opinions, the last stanza does not refer to the fourth bracha, but it refers to the idea of benching al ha-kos. We know when there's a minyan, especially one holds a kos while benching, the mezamein holds a kos, and he then says Baruch Yagofen after benching. Because we know we do mitzvos al ha-kos. So not required, but that's the idea by kiddush, by kiddushin. Many, many mitzvos are done in the accompaniment of a kos. So, according to these opinions, who say that we only see the first three brachos of benching in the song, so according to that, many people say this song is extremely, extremely old and would have been written in the early period of the Tannoi. Why? Because the fourth bracha, Hatova Ameitiv, we know when it was composed. It was composed about Beitar, which we'll discuss in a minute. And it was composed by Rabban Gamliel HaZoken and his Beis Din of Yavne. So this all was about 50 years after the Chorban, 52, or a little bit after that. So if indeed this song does not have mention of that bracha, so it suggested perhaps it was written by one of the Tannaim, or one of the Bnei Dorom from very early on, from around the time of the Chorban perhaps, right around then. So while we're on the topic, we'll just mention that the fourth bracha of benching Hatov Vameitiv was instituted about Beitar. So what's the story with Beitar? So we know that after the Chorban, about 50 years after, a little bit before 50 years after, the Bar Kokhba rebellion, as we call it, took place. Originally Rabbi Akiva had high hopes for it, then he saw it was not to be, but be it as it may, Bar Kokhba was a successful military strategist for quite a bit. He was incredible, in fact. The Romans had to bring their best general, Gaius Julius Severus. They brought him back from Britain, and for this little, land of Judea, they had to bring him back. And not only that, but Hadrian the emperor actually came from Rome to personally supervise it. That's, by the way, some of the keynotes when we say Adrianus Caesar. We're not referring just to the king back in Rome. This Caesar actually came to supervise the eventual crushing of Bar Kokhba's rebellion. So Bar Kokhba's, one of his major fortified cities was in Beitar, which historically they say today might actually be buried under an Arab village called Batir or something, which is across the road from today's Beitar Elite. So it's close, it's not exactly, but Beitar Elite is around where Beitar is. And we know Beitar fell with tremendous casualties. It fell on Tisha B'Av some 52 years after the Chorban. And after that, the Romans, just to add insult and to prove their victory, they did not allow Kavura for the Mason. So Hatov Hameitiv refers to when the Gezerah was rescinded. Hatov, that they hadn't been Masriach, the bodies were in good condition. Hameitiv, that they were allowed to be buried.
Some people say they were buried on Tuba'ah.
I think so, yeah. So I don't know what it means. All of them was begun. I'm not sure exactly what it means, because unfortunately there were a tremendous amount of casualties. But I think something
to do with... That's another reason for the Simcha.
Well, it's not what... the Mishnah brings down the Tuba'av reasons. So the Mishnah couldn't have brought it, because it's a little bit... I don't know, it's too late, but it's a more recent thing. Right. I mean, presumably, more recently, good things happen in Tuba'av also, hopefully. I'm saying the original five or so reasons are a little bit more original, but just like throughout history, Lolenu, a lot of things happen in Tisha B'Av, the beginning of World War I. I mean, a lot of things, the expulsion, different things. So I hope that throughout history we find Tuba'av having good things. That would be a good topic of research. I think there are a few. So anyhow, we shall see in this song, some people say actually the fourth stanza could correspond to that bracha and then all bets are off, but according to those who say it's not about the fourth bracha, then we can time it, maybe, that the Mechaber indeed was from a very long time ago. So as we said also, this has nothing to do with Shabbos and Yom Tov, and in fact many benchers note that one could actually say this every time on benches. It's just may Efes Panai, as they say, there's usually a lack of time. People don't even say on Aros Bavel, so they're certainly not going to start singing to Mishalo. So we usually save it for Shabbos Yom Tov. But if anybody has time and they want to say it, that would be perfectly in order. It has nothing to do with Shabbos. My bencher says, Umasha ein omrim zos b'chol yom me'efes p'nai b'sheshes me'a masa. The only reason we don't say it every day is because people are busy, they're working, it doesn't happen. So we'll begin inside. As we said, the first starting refrain is one can correspond it to the Zimun. So we say, Tzur Mishalo Achalu, the rock of whom we have eaten, all of our panos, all of our nourishment comes from Hashem. Baruch Hu Emunai, we're directly speaking in second person to the people at our table. You, my good faithful companions, Baruch Hu, you should bench, you should make a bracha. This also is reminiscent of, we know what Avraham Avinu said to the people who used to eat by him. They would say, Baruch Hu L'misha Achaltem Imenu. And they would be ready to thank him, and he would say, you think it's me? No, it's Hashem. So that's probably a paraphrase, a reference to that. And then we say, indeed, we're so grateful, Savanu Ve'osarnu, we are satisfied and we have left over, meaning as a sign of satiety. When somebody is really full, they can leave something over, which I think also is considered derech eretz. One shouldn't be a ravson and eat everything possible.
My grandson told me that he always leaves a little bit over.
Yeah, some people have a meningitis. Yes, yes, yes. Not everyone does, but we learned that from Ruth, although she had a reason to do that. In Megillas Ruth, it says Boaz gave her some lunch, which she desperately needed. Right. So she left over to take it home.
Right.
People do reference that. Anyhow, it's an idea that she's brought into her Eretz so that she didn't gobble everything up, even though, for sure, she had a much more important reason. If you have to take food home, and you definitely should leave something open and take it home. That's not even a question. But it's a reference. So I mean, over here the basic shot would just be to show how full we are. Hashem is so generous. We've been full to the point that we left over. We'll have leftovers. We don't need it all now. Kedvar Hashem, like Hashem promises. And now we go into Berachas Hazon. Hazon es Olamo. Hashem who nourishes his entire universe. He is Ro'enu Avinu. He's our shepherd. He's our father. Achalnu es Lachmo. We ate from his bread. V'yeno Shosino. It was his wine that we were drinking. Akein Noder Lishmo. Therefore, let us praise his name, thank to his name. Let us praise him in our mouths. Amarnu ve'aninu, we have said, we have raised our voices. Ein kadosh kashem. There's none holy but Hashem. And then we proceed to Ha'aretz. By the way, of course, the references to Eretz Yisrael and the food, they all are in all stanzas. But one can see, perhaps, a certain direction to the brachos and benching. B'shir v'kol todah, with song and a voice of thanksgiving, nevarech l'elokeinu, will bless Hashem, al eretz chemda tova, like we say in Mamish and Benching, on the dear, good land, she'enchil avoseinu, that he inherited, he made inherit to our fathers, mazon v'tzeda, nourishment and provisions, hispia l'anafsheinu, he satiated for our souls, chasdo govar aleinu, his chesed has strengthen upon us, meaning more and more, like we say, Yelchu Michael Chayil, Hashem's chesed is Me Olam Ve'ad Olam, it only increases. The MS Hashem, and Hashem is the truth. Then we continue to Yushalayim, which indeed we begin with Rachem. So Rachem Chastecha, have mercy in your kindness, Al Amacha, Tzureinu, on your nation, our rock, Al Tzion Mishkan Tvodecha, and Tzion, the Mishkan of your glory, Zavul Beis Tifarteinu. The dwelling, the home of your splendor, the home of our splendor. Ben David Abdecha, Moshiach, your servant, Yavo V'Yigoleinu, he should come and he should redeem us. Ruach Apeinu Moshiach Hashem, the anointed one of Hashem, meaning the king, is Ruach Apeinu, is the very breath of our nostrils. So this may sound familiar because we actually say it in Eicha. It comes from Perek Gimel in Eicha, and over there, it's talking about a king of those times. The Gemara and most Mefarshim say it's talking about Yoshiyahu HaMelech. We discussed them when we were doing kinos 2 weeks ago. Yoshiyahu fell tragically before the Mitzrim, and Yirmiyah made a kino on him. He said a kino, so that's what he said. Mashiach Hashem, Nilkad B'Shechis Osam. He was caught in our Averos. This Yoshiyahu perished. Other Mefarshim say it refers to Tzidkiyah, which would make sense for Megillas Eicha. He was literally caught by the Babylon, he was blinded, met a terrible end. So over here we make it in a more positive sense, referring to the future, that Mashiach is Ruach HaPeinu, our very life breath. We're depending on him, we're waiting for him. And then the last stanza. So again, we said, according to many, this corresponds to the coast. If somebody was benching on the coast, now they say Agofen. However, though, I will point out, I mean, since there's praise about how good Hashem is in every stanza, some people say, no, it could correspond to Atov HaMeitiv, even if maybe not so exactly closely, but there's nothing in here that says, this can't possibly correspond to the fourth bracha. It could. Ulai. So, Yibone HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash should be built, Yitzion Timale. And here we also actually have a little bit of a dictative question. The way we read it, Timale, means you, Hashem, should fill up Tzion. Be like a causative verb with an object. You should cause it to fill up, I guess with people or goods or bracha. However, some people say timale as a nifl, it should be filled up. That would correspond a little bit more with the yibane hamikdash. The mikdash should be built passively. Yitzion timale. The city of Yerushalayim should be filled. Either way is good, just pointing it out. Visham nashir shir chadash. There, in the rebuilt Yerushalayim, Beis HaMikdash, we will sing a Shir Chadash. We know from Pesach, we always speak about how in the future, the Shir will be a Lashon Zohar, Shir Chadash. Not a Shir Chadash anymore, because in the past, all the Shiros that we've had about the Yeshuos, one of the Piyutim on Pesach says this, they're like the Kavos in the fact that more Tzoros were born out later. Yes, we had a Yeshua from the Greeks, but later on, through the Chashmonaim, eventually came Herod and the Romans and another Korban, and so on. In the future, the last geula will be, so to say, somebody who can't give birth, like a zohar, meaning ad kan, that's the end. There's no need for more persevering and more trials and tribulations and more geula. That'll be the geula shalema. So shir chadash, that always refers to the future, over and on, now there. We will exalt in praise. Harachamon ha-nikrash, that's who will exalt. Hashem, the merciful one, who's holy, yisborach v'yisaleh, he should be blessed, he should be more and more exalted. Al kos yayin mole, so that's the idea of the berkas hakos. We're making all these brachos on a full cup of wine. We know any mitzvah, we have the idea a cup should be full as possible, it certainly shouldn't be pogrom. They're different, there are 10 things said about a kos, including that it should be very full and undented, the kos itself should be full, the wine should be full, so that should be kos. Kevir kas Hashem, like the bracha of Hashem. So that's Tzumi Shalom. Again, anybody who would like to say it, this supper or lunch is, should feel free because it's not reserved for Shabbos, but that's not usually done, but to Kol HaKavod. So I think from this point we'll proceed to Shir Malos because Tzumi Shalom goes from benching, so maybe we'll go to Shir Malos now. And then hopefully we'll start the daytime. I'm not sure how far we'll get, but we'll see what happens. So, as we know, Shir HaMa'alos, Tehillim, Kuf, Kof, Vov. In Tehillim, it's Psalm 126, or at least most of it is. The question is, we Ashkenazim often add, you say, four more psukim, Tehillas Hashem Yidaveh Pi, we'll translate them. Anybody has any idea why specifically we say these psukim, you can give me a call, because I've always wondered that myself. They're beautiful, but my explanation is the same as Yom Tzeli Yisrael.
Very few benches
right.
There.
Very few.
There. I have benches where the black buttons are.
I always said that the yek is the... Well, I said we add because we have so many melodies of Shir HaMa'alos, and especially the Yaris one, we wouldn't fit it all in if we didn't have another stanza. So how would you fit in the Yaris Shir HaMa'alos without Shir HaMa'alos? So I'm sure there is a better reason. If anybody knows it, they should please tell us. In the meantime, I think it's useful for the melodies, but I mean, this is said obviously B'derech Tzafos in a light way. And we'll begin with the beginning, which most of Shir HaMa'alos is from, well, it's from the Shir HaMa'alos, obviously, it's 126. And we say Shir HaMa'alos, a song of ascents. So that's literally referring to the 15 Shir HaMa'alos, which were called so because of these Tehillim. It's sort of the circular reasoning. The Levim stood on those steps between the Ezes Noshim and the Ezes Yisrael. They stood on those steps, they sang, and I suppose these were some of the songs that they sang. There's also a more midrashic reason about the Tahom having first risen when David was excavating for the Beis HaMikdash. It then sank too much when David HaMelech threw in a shame. Whatever this means, again, not sure how literally it means, when David threw in a certain shame Hashem, it sank too far down, the water level, the water table, was too far down, and he raised it 15, I think it was 1,000 amos, I'm not sure what, 100, I should have looked it up more carefully, by saying these 15 Shir HaMa'alos, to raise them up. So, be it as it may, they're called Shir HaMa'alos. I think Rav Hirsch also says, spiritually, in a sense from Golos, we're trying to ascend back to our original level. Veshuv Hashem es shivas tzion, hayinu kechol amim. When Hashem will return the captivity of Tzion, literally it says we were like dreamers. We usually say we will have been like dreamers. So if one reads it in the past tense, that would be referring to Bavel, which at least David speaking in the future for us, Bavel is already in the past. We were like dreamers when we had what we call Shiva Tzion for Bayis Sheni. However, we all obviously also know it refers to Golos, the Golos that we're in now. So that would be how, you know, we will have been, at such time when we return, we will have been dreamers. And what does it mean, we will have been dreamers? So some of Hashem explained it to mean the bad will seem just like a dream. The good will be so strong, so tangibly good and wonderful that the bad will, all the golos will seem just like a dream. I can't believe it. But Hirsch says, What we're in now is a dream in the sense that we don't see all the results that hopefully we are creating in the world. We're in Or LaGoyim and things are progressing and the Gula is coming nearer, but we're like in a dream, like when you're just in a dream sometimes, something is bad and you can't fix it, you don't see the results, you're just like swimming in place, I can't get to the bus, I can't get to whatever crazy dreams one has sometimes. So this is over here also, we feel like we're stuck in Gula, so there's nothing to do, nothing's happening, but really things are happening. Malbim also says, the Chalmim idea of a Nevuah dream, we are Hayinu Kechalmim, even in Golos we dreamt of the Geula, not just dreaming like I'd like it, but we know it's happening, but in the next Pasuk, we really will experience it. Targum has a completely different take. We know Chalam, besides for dream, can also mean to be healthy again, to be healed from sickness, Batachlimeini, we say a couple of times. So he says we will, by the Geula, we will be like healed people. All of our sufferings will have gone away, we'll be healed. So at that future point, Oz Yimole Sechok Pinu, then our mouths can be truly full with laughter. We know in Olam Hazeh, Chazal already say there's no full laughter. That's the whole idea of a Zeichel Churban, when one builds a house, at a chasna, one breaks a glass, all these things, to not have Yimole Sechok Pinu, it's impossible. In Lo Alas Yishalayim, but in the Geula it will be possible. Ul Shoneinu Rina, our tongues will be full of praise. Oz Yomru Vagoyim, then only will they see. Higdil Hashem Lasos Imele. Hashem has done greatly, has made great chesed to do with these people, meaning Bnei Yisrael. And then we, at that point, will agree. We'll say, indeed, Higdil Hashem Lasos Imanu. Hashem has done greatly to do with us. Hayinu Samechim, we were rejoicing. So this is interesting, it's again in past tense, Hayinu Samechim, we were rejoicing, meaning back in the Golos, so what is that saying? You don't have to read it that way, you could say at that point we'll be rejoicing. But the Malbim, continuing the idea of Nevuah, says we already rejoiced back then because we knew it was coming, just now, but we already were rejoicing back then. The Tzuras David says, similarly, we had the bitachon, so we rejoiced. Even in the worst time, we had bitachon, just now we're getting the Zehayom Kivinu, now we're getting the full recompense. And Rav Schwab brings from Rav Hirsch, Hayinu Samechim, the entire Golos. We remained happy somehow. If one thinks about it, speaking of the melodies and all, most of our Yekish melodies come from the Maharil. Maharil lived in a ghetto in the 13 or 1400s under extremely hard conditions. We know the Jews in Germany had extremely cruel and harsh restrictions and problems, and besides for the every once in a while pogroms, everything terrible. And we have all these happy melodies, and we have tranquility, we have a Shabbos, we have Yom Tov, none of that was lost. So Rav Hirsch says, Hayinu Samechim, the whole time we were joyous, because that's what we responded. The Goyim say now in Geula, oh wow, Higdil Hashem Lasosim Eila. We respond, yeah, sure. We knew that only 1500 years before that. Yeah, we knew that. Higdil Hashem Lasosim Anu Hayinu Samechim. We were happy all throughout. And in Golos, we said, Shuvah Hashem Eshevisenu. Return Hashem our captivity, meaning us people in exile. Ka'afikim Banegev, like strong streams suddenly coming in dry land. The Negev, the soil we know is completely dry in the summer, and sometimes in the winter it has flash floods. These ka'afikim go running through very strongly. It's an idea of perhaps also some, I think the Malbim says, idea of suddenness, that we hope the Geula comes with Neakates. We know the Geula has to come at some point, but we hope it'll come before. Wow! Suddenly comes this life-giving water. Hazorim b'dima, those who sow, meaning in such a land, the Negev, they sow b'dima with tears, because they doubt if anything will even come of their sowing at all. Barina yitzoru, but with praise they harvest. And that's referring to the Gemul. We did mitzvahs in Golos while not always seeing such reward, and it was very, very hard. So the Gemul, the Katsira, the Katsira we'll get in Geula. Halach yelech uvachok, somebody who's going, crying. Nosei meshech hazorah, when he was carrying the container of the seeds, because he thought, halavai, if I even get just this amount back. You know, a farmer has to save seeds for the next harvest, so he's thinking, I hope I don't even just lose this. Maybe at least I'll get the sustenance enough back. So, Rina, nosei alumosov. But then, again, the idea of the surprise, how great the Geula will be, even though we all do have bitachon and all. Yes, we know the Geula is coming, but we'll be like this person who suddenly sees a hundredfold, sheaves and sheaves of all this stuff that he had hoped, maybe I'll just get a pittance back in this Negev, in this dry, arid region, but for some reason he has the soul. So he'll be just overjoyed, he'll be overcome when Bowie of Oberina, he will surely come with rejoicing, bearing those sheaves. So the rest of Shem Alos is from different parts of Tehillim. We say Tehillas Hashem Yidabep, the praise of Hashem my mouth should speak. Yivarech Kol Basar Hashem B'Shod Olam Vo'ed, and all flesh should praise his holy name forever. And then we say Yivarech Kol Basar Hashem B'Shod Olam Vo'ed, V'Anachnu Yivarech Kol Me'Tov Yad Olam Haluka. We will praise Hashem from now till always. Praise Hashem. Hodul Hashem Kitov, Kili Olam Kasto, that comes from various Tehillim, Prokim, Mizmorim, and Tehillim. Praise Hashem, for He is good, for enduringly forever, I'm sorry, is His goodness. And Miyim Alel, Gvuros Hashem, Yashmiya Kol Tiloso. That actually comes from Tehillim, Kuk Vov. Miyim Alel, Gvuros Hashem. Who could tell over the wonders, the strong deeds of Hashem? Yashmiya Kol Tiloso. Who could tell over all of his praises? And Chazal read that a little bit as a sort of cause and effect, meaning if there would be anybody who really would be able to understand all of those deeds, so he could be Yashmiya Kol Tilosot. He could truly go on and on with Hashem's praise. Being that that is not the case with us, that's why we have certain set amounts of what we say, ad kan, and not further. Because, for example, it's brought down Chazal, like probably in Brochos or Tanis, brought down there was a Shliach Tzibur who, besides saying, okay, la gadol agibur vanora, for example, he went on, he started the whole nice praise, whole list. So the Tana present, I should have looked up which Tana that was, said to him, have you really, siamtinu, have you finished all of Hashem's praises? Like, what's next? You don't have anything more? So it was a critique. We're supposed to praise Hashem. I mean, one could also think, you know, maybe we should just not say anything. Who are we? But Hashem says, no, you should be praising me. Probably more for our edification than Hashem's. We should realize at least a little bit who Hashem is. But to just go on and on and on, it's not always appropriate. That's why we have the Seder Tefillah. That's why we needed the Anshe Knesset Gedolah. So they connect with me and my little brother Hashem. Such a person, Yeshmiya Kol Tehillasov. The rest of us, we're never going to be saying Kol Tehillasov, but at least the proper set amount that we will be saying. So being that we still have some time, luckily, we will try to do the first Zem, I shouldn't say the first, but I think one of the first that is usually listed in Seder Yom, and that's Baruch Kel Elyon. So I should note, actually, a song that we are skipping, unfortunately, it's very, very beautiful, it's very long. We are skipping Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. That is a beautiful song, it's very, very long, and it's written by one of the tremendous Balei HaTosfos, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yitzchok HaGadol. He was a big mechaber of Piyutim, and it's very long. No, I want to do Baruch Kel Elyon. So I just was talking about they're very similar, the two Baruchs. They both begin with Baruch, but the other one is very long. I heard it, 64 is what we are doing. Baruch Hashem Yom Yom is a very long Zemer. It's also very beautiful. It goes through all the different Galuyos. I heard it sung once. It's a magnificent song, not that it needs my Haskama, but unfortunately we don't generally know the melody. It's not so often sung. So we go to Baruch Kel Elyon, which was also written by one of the Balei HaTosfos. So Baruch Kel Elyon was written by Rabbi Baruch ben Shmuel from Mainz. He was one of the major Balei HaTosfos. He wrote a Sefer HaChochma, which unfortunately is not extant, but it's quoted from. It's a legal halachic Sefer. He wrote the Tosfos for Masechah Sota, and he contributed to many other Tosfos. He was Nifter in around our years 4981, and in CE he was Nifter around 1221, and he lived in Mainz. He wrote many slichos and piyutim, including the zulas that we say in Parshas Bahar, Acharei Nimkar, speaking about Bnei Yisrael being as if we were sold away in Golos, and Bahar speaks about how one can get back one's field, Acharei Nimkar, after it's been sold, one needs a goel, a redeemer, to get it back. He also wrote, he wrote many, but another famous one that he wrote is, we say, a slicha on Musaf of Yom HaKippurim, Ani HaShoel, Ba'ad Beis Yisrael. It's a very moving slicha, and he wrote that one also. So, it's a long zemer. I think we can finish it. If not, we'll continue. So, he says, Baruch Kel Elyon, Asher Nosan Menucha. Blessed is the All High God who gave rest, v'nafshenu fidyom misheis v'anocho, a redemption for our souls from devastation and from groaning. The Baruch Kel Elyon, by the way, is a quote actually from what Melchizedek said to Avram. Baruch Avram Kel Elyon, u'baruch Kel Elyon, Hashem Yigein Sarecha B'yodecha. Melchizedek, we know, was in some sense a Kohen, he was a good person, he blessed Hashem. V'hu yidrosh l'tzion ir hanidocha. Hashem should seek out to Tzion the ir hanidocha. In Yirmiyah, she's called that, an abandoned city, obviously a little bit reminiscent, Chas v'Shalom, of the Ir HaNidachas. It's certainly not the same. In fact, Yerushalayim can never become an Ir HaNidachas, but Nidocha meaning she's abandoned, she's all in ruins. Ad Onah Tugyon, until when will they suffer? Nefesh Me'enocha, a sighing, groaning soul. And here we have the refrain, Shom Shabbos, Habein Im Habas. Anyone, someone who keeps Shabbos, Habein im Habas, the son and the daughter. And that would be referring to the fact that Shabbos, unlike other mitzvos, we have a mitzvah, besides for just chinuch, we have a mitzvah to make sure that our kids, at least for us, keep Shabbos, referring to little kids. Over Bar and Bas Mitzvah, they're not Habein im Habas, the luchos are speaking to them just like they're speaking to you. But Bincho Vitecho refers to the ketanim. Well, it doesn't have to stop a two-year-old from playing with something that's muktzah, but in terms of an older child or doing something for you, there's a big problem. It's other mitzvahs, we have a mitzvah of chinuch, the father has a mitzvah of chinuch, but Shabbos is much stronger. Part of Shemirah Shabbos is keeping your kids, keeping Shabbos also. So that would be Habein im Habas. Lokel Yeratzu, they should be favored, they should be, Hashem should find favor with them, they should find favor with Hashem. Mincha amachabas, like a mincha on a pan. So we know that there were about five different types of menachos. When one could volunteer a mincha offering, one could bring mincha solas, an unbaked matzah, unbaked mincha matzah, a more soft baked type of thing. This was a mincha amachabas, was baked on a very flat pan, like a griddle almost, so it came sort of hard. So Rav Moshe Feinstein notes that besides for just the rhyme, why say Mincha Machabas, why not Mincha Solas? It's, it rhymes. But besides for that, he says, imagine all the different ways of baking. If you're baking something with oil on a very flat pan, you're constantly watching it. It needs a lot of attention. It shouldn't burn up or catch fire. It's like, you know, when you're frying something, you're watching it. He says that's the idea of Shmir Shabbos, that needs a lot of attention. It's not just that you throw it into the crock pot and it does the cooking and you go to work. That's not the case. I mean, there were no crackpot menachos, but even the other types, they required less, absolutely every minute, watch it, otherwise it'll burn. And there were no non-stick machlos either, so you really had to watch it. So he says that specifically, meaning this mechaber is a tremendous gadol, he's one of the Balei Tosfos, he didn't just throw in a word for the rhyme, everything has the reason for everything. Rochei bu'aravos, Hashem who rides over the heavens, Melech Olamim, king of all the universe, Es Amolish boasts that his nation should keep Shabbos, Izein Bani'imim, he made heard pleasantly, and Matan Torah. B'ma'acholei arevos, with sweet foods, B'minei matamim, with types of tasty things. B'malbushei chavod, with proper Shabbistic clothes. Zevach mishpocha, a family karbon, a celebration. So Zevach Mishpocha actually is a quote from what David said to Yonasan that he should tell Shaul when they were testing him out by Mochar HaChodesh. Tell Shaul the reason I'm missing is because I was called back home for, like we would say, a family simcha, a family korban. We'll bring a korban, come join us. Come home for Shabbos. Make it an off Shabbos. So over here, Zevach Mishpocha would just mean Shabbos Yom Tov. Or saying you should do all these things as if it was a real Zevach Mishpocha, you should do for Shabbos. And we know the Malbu Shei Chavod, for example, is Shabbos clothes, we know are not worn just because we're going to shul or we see people. If somebody's on a desert island, he also has to get dressed for Shabbos. And in fact, that's the main Chavod that's brought down by Yom Kippur. What do? You can't eat or drink in honor of that Shabbos Shabboson, but Kesus Nekiyah. So dress properly is one of the major things, any Shabbos and certainly Yom Kippur. Ba'ashrei kol chocheh l'sashlumei chetel. Fortunate is everyone who hopes for those double rewards. So what's a double reward? So the Gemara explains everything about Shabbos is doubled. There was double man, therefore there's double lechem mishneh. There's a double warning, mechalaleha most yamusu. They shall surely die. So a double lashon, the korban musaf was two little lambs on Shabbos. Everything is two, so shama v'zochar is two, shama v'zochar is double, parallel. So two, the Gemara concludes, will be the reward. We get a double reward for keeping it. So Ashrei, fortunate is somebody who is looking forward to that reward. Me'eis kol socheh, from the one who sees all, shochein b'arofel, but who dwells in thick cloud. Meaning the idea how we describe Hashem, he is roeh ve'eino nireh. He sees everything, but he is not seen. It's as if he's dwelling in tremendous deep dark darkness. Nachala lo yizkeh, a nachala, a portion will be for him, he will be zocheh, bahar v'ashofel, for this Shabbos observer. He'll get in the mountainous regions and the lower regions, he'll get a full, maybe double nachala. Nachala menucha, a nachala and rest, kashemesh lo zorcha, like the one for whom the sun shone. And that's referring to Yaakov Avinu. We know after he had the fight with the Malach in the pre-dawn hours, on the banks of the river where he was, Nachal Yabok, where he was crossing over the Pachim Ketanim. So afterwards it says Yaakov was limping. And then it says the sun came out Kasher Ovar Es Penuel. And Chazal learned from that it only mentions his limping before that. After that, no mention is made of whether he was limping or not. And Chazal say Hashem took out the sun from its case in to heal him in a spiritual sense, to heal him. So this person who keeps Shabbos should get a Nachalah like Yaakov, who the son healed. And why like Yaakov? We mentioned some other weeks, because the Navi himself already says, Ha'achalticha nachalas Yaakov, bedafka Yaakov, because we said there's a nachala b'li mitzorim. The other of us, Avram and Yitzchok were promised until Nahar HaGadol, until here and there, and Yaakov was promised to Faratzta, Yom HaVakedma, Tzafon HaVanegba, all four directions and with no bounds. So that's what we promised, we keep Shabbos. Kol Shomer Shabbos, Kados Mechalolo. Anyone who keeps Shabbos according to the laws, from not transgressing it, hein, behold, hechshar chibas kodesh gorolo. He has prepared himself for a lot, for his portion, which is a chibas kodesh, a love of all holy things. So the Paitan, who we mentioned as one of the tremendous Tosfos, is actually making a play on words, because in terms of hechshar tumah, which is a very technical and very halachic and very complicated subject about which things are liable to become tamei. Not everything can even become tamei, even if you try. So there's a certain hechsher that it requires, whether there's water has to have fallen on, for example, food, whatever it is, different things. And there's halacha that things that are very sanctified, like for the Mizbeach, they have a chibas chodesh, they have a love of kedusha, or we have a love of kedusha regarding them. And the more kedusha something has, actually the more susceptible it is to become tamei. So there's a hechsher chibas chodesh. This, what type of hechsher does this one have? Oh, it has a chibas chodesh one. But the Paitan is using it completely different. A person who keeps Shabbos has hechshar, he has prepared himself, like this. How we usually use a kosher, is prepared for chibas chodesh gorolo, for his gorol, his lot in life, to have a love of all things kedushadik. V'im yatzocho v'asayom, and indeed, if he was yosei all the requirements of this day, Shabbos, ashrei lo, praiseworthy is he. El Kel Adon Mechololo, to Hashem, the Master who created him, it's as if Mincha he Shalucha, as if he sent a Mincha. We had that before in Yom Zal Yisrael also, this Mincha. It's pointed out the Mincha we know is usually brought by an Ani. Mincha is considered a very special carbon because an Ani usually brings it with great mysterious nefesh. He doesn't have enough money for an animal, but I want to bring this little bit of flour. So too, a Shabbos has often been kept with tremendous mysterious nefesh. Chemdas Hayomim, the beloved of the days, referring to Shabbos, Kro'o Kedi Tzur. This is what Hashem, my rock, has called it. V'ashrei l'smimim im yeyeh natzur. And lucky, fortunate for the perfect ones, Klal Yisrael, if it will indeed be kept as it has to be. Keser hilumim, it will be like a crown that fits, al roshom yatzur, set on, put around their heads. Tzur ha'olamim, a lot of plays also with the language. Yatzur, tzur ha'olamim, Hashem, who's the rock of the universe, he rests his spirit on them, on the people who keep Shabbos. Zachor is Yom HaShabbos LeKadosho. Remember the day of Shabbos to make it holy. Karno Kigavar. Its keren, its pride, we usually translate a horn as the pride of the animal. It's pride, it's greatness. When it is elevated, when you keep it properly, nezer al rosho, a person gets a crown. One can also read that the whole thing refers to a person. A person who keeps Shabbos, his own keren will go up, he'll have good fortunes, and he'll have a crown on his head. Al kein yitein ha'adam l'nafsho, therefore a person should or may gives to himself oneg v'gam simcha, enjoyment and happiness, bohem l'mashcha, in them to have greatness. So l'mashcha with a ches, obviously it doesn't mean literally anointing, and often it means greatness. However, there actually, some say maybe it should be written with a chaf instead, because then it would be a quote or a paraphrase from Koheles, who says, I tried limshoch es besori bayayin, to draw my flesh with enjoyments from wine or whatever it would be. So here it would be saying an onek Shabbos would be limshoch, to pull oneself along with, to take part in. Either way would be fine. Kodesh hilochem Shabbos hamalka. Shabbos HaMalka, the Shabbos Queen, is holy to you. El toch b'teichem, going into your homes, l'honiach b'rocha, to leave b'rocha. We know, we always say, Shabbos is the source of all b'rocha, of all panasa for the rest of the week. B'chol moshvoseichem, in all of your dwelling places, lo sa'asu malacha, you should not do malacha. B'neichem v'vnoseichem, again, the whole refrain, he has about habein and mabas, so again, b'neichem v'vnoseichem, your meaning under bar mitzvah, your sons and your daughters. Eved v'gam shivcha, that's also from the luchos, there's a lot of halachos about that, but eved and shivcha in the luchos refers to an eved kanani. Eved ivri does not need to be mentioned separately, he's a yid just like you are. But eved kanani generally actually has all the halachos like a Jewish lady, but even if one is masneh, that he doesn't have to, whatever, there's a lot of halachos. For sure, for you, for Shabbos, he definitely can't do things. It's certainly not any better than asking a goy, and it's even worse because he has some connection to Yadus. So Eved v'gam Shivcha should keep Shabbos. So we'll stop over here.